Higher education is again in the news, or perhaps I should say still. We check in with SIUC Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell. Dr. Caldwell, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me, Jennifer.
When I say that higher education is again in the news, we heard yesterday from another group of education advocates who spoke in Springfield, including U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, talking to Illinois lawmakers and Governor Bruce Rauner about coming to an agreement on funding higher education in the state of Illinois. Governor Rauner will give his budget address this week. I wonder, a status update is nothing new, correct?
From best I can tell from our lobbyists and different sources who we stay in daily contact with in Springfield is that probably higher ed is not going to probably learn anything significant tomorrow, but hopefully that is that will change and we'll be pleasantly surprised. We'll always keep our fingers crossed, but higher education, it's time now. We need a state budget.
Since we last spoke, Chicago State University has declared a financial emergency. Mm-hmm. Eastern Illinois University has laid off nearly 200 people and furloughed hundreds more. Western Illinois University is talking about layoffs. And a lot of people who have been asking are continuing to ask, when are we going to see dramatic news like that out of Southern Illinois University?
I'm glad you asked that, Jennifer, because that's kind of, I hear that question as well from not only aspiring Salukis, but people in the community and even people here, they're wanting to know. And I guess I'll restate that, you know, we're not going to close our doors. We are a part of an SIU system in which we have some fiscal flexibilities that other universities do not have in the state of Illinois. But even then, we still have to be obviously, you know, very fiscally conservative in what we do. But we're going to make it through the end of the fiscal year. Now, will things be different? Are we going to be leaner, meaner, you know, and some things possibly change? Absolutely. We can't deny the obvious. However, any large-scale closings, that type of thing, you know, I will do my best to reassure folks that SIU will be here. And we will ultimately get a budget. I mean, that has to happen. You know, the state cannot have invested, you know, 150 years into SIU and other public universities and then ultimately do nothing. That's not going to happen. It's just a matter of time. And it's a matter of those universities who can find a way through other means to hold on until such time as we get a budget. Now, each month makes things a little more dicey, as you see if you read the popular media, different things, you know, the small business development, you know, there's more and more grant-funded programs that we just can't continue to sustain without a budget. So each month things get a little more, it gets a little tighter. But please understand, at some point soon, we have to have a budget, and it may not be a complete budget of 100% appropriation, but at least it will be a budget. And then between that combined with our enrollments and the tuition dollars that we get, that's what will sustain us. So I don't, I'm always concerned, don't misunderstand. I have to have something that keeps me up nights to worry about, but we're going to be okay. SIU, I promise you, will be here come July 1st. But like I said, you know, might look a little different. And each month that you and I continue to chat, things will evolve a little bit. But these other institutions, unfortunately, that you mentioned earlier, you know, they haven't been around as long as we have, an opportunity to build up some surplus and emergency rainy day funds. And, you know, their enrollments are different than ours. And so they're just in a different situation than we are, where unfortunately their fiscal reserves have ran out much quicker than ours.
You mentioned the Small Business Development Center, which has said that it will close at the end of March because it's not received any money from mm-hmm. the state of Illinois. When you talk about the university's impact on the region, the SBDC has a big impact in helping small businesses all over Southern Illinois not just get started, but continue their growth, the employment in Southern Illinois. I wonder if you're talking to lawmakers about the impact of something like this. It's not just about jobs at the university.
Oh, no. That we absolutely make the pitch that the SIU has a multiple billion, with a B, billion-dollar impact on, is it, finances trickle down through our regional economies. And the small business development, that is just one example. since the article has run in the newspaper on Saturday or Sunday, I have received so many comments about how beneficial it's been helping hundreds of businesses. And this is something we don't want to do. Matter of fact, we've been propping it up, you know, on university dollars for a while. And, you know, it's to the point now where it's just, we can't continue to, like I said, each month, you know, as we don't get a budget, something more, you know, has to go. And, you know, we just wanted to send that kind of warning shot out there, not as a threat, but just to let people know that, you know, unfortunately, the decisions of Springfield do have consequences down here. And that one's a pretty draconian one.
We have just about a minute or so remaining. How's the budget impasse affecting your ability to adequately recruit? I know the numbers have been slightly down and the projections are down for next fall.
That is correct, Jennifer. Parents are wondering, rightfully so. They're hearing from other people and just, you know, in the daily discussions of things that, you know, well, all state universities are going to close. Your program won't be here. So why invest 4 years in any state school, not just SIU, any public school in the state of Illinois? And so is this taking its toll? It is. You know, we had a wonderful recruitment day yesterday. I was so pleased on President's Day that we had as many future Salukis and their families come and visit. And I had to do a whole lot of reassuring and handholding. But what's beautiful is once they get on this campus, and they, you know, they see, they realize that we are a campus that's, you know, just top notch. It's a great facility. You know, things are going to continue after July 1 here. You know, so we do pretty well once we get them here on campus and we can reassure them. But boy, getting them here on campus is increasingly tougher because they're hearing a lot of mixed messages.
Sure. SIUC Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And again, you can hear Governor Bruce Rauner's budget address coming up tomorrow. That's at noon right here on your NPR station, WSIU.